Hi everyone, I'm Silvia Ratkova and you are listening to The Authorpreneur Lifestyle, a weekly podcast covering all the insights, actionable tips and useful information to help and motivate you create the writer's life and business you love. Welcome to episode 10 and today's topic will be a little different. Instead of giving you tips and telling you what to do to succeed as an entrepreneur, I will talk about myself and the reasons why I chose to become a writer and to create this podcast, as well as the reasons for everything I'm doing. Because I believe that you have to know who stands behind the microphone. So let's get started. Let me first give you a little backstory. I have a master's and PhD degrees in law, and at the moment I am a lawyer and an associate professor at a university. I teach law to non-law students, which is a lot of fun but also a big challenge for me. Ever since I remember, I wanted to be a writer, but instead I chose a different professional path. Bulgaria is a small country with a small population, and it's almost impossible to make a living as a writer here. People still believe that the only way to succeed is to have a good education and a good, well-paid 9-to-5 job. So I chose a more prosperous career. I decided to become a lawyer. I graduated from law school in 2008 and immediately started working as an in-house lawyer in one of the state agencies. I worked there until February 2015. Until that day, I dreamed of having my own law firm and other people working for me. So when I finally got the courage and, of course, the resources needed, I quit my job and started my own law office. I joined the Bar Association, rented an office, and started my lawyer career. It was fun. I had few cases, but I was happy because I worked for myself. I had no bosses above me to tell me what and when to do, and everything that you know, and that's maybe the reason why you want to change your job. Meanwhile, I took my PhD and started teaching law in one of the universities. It was great, but one day, 2 years ago, there was a job contest at the university for the position of associate professor. I had to write a book, monography, and 2 textbooks. I had the materials, so I decided to do it. By the end of 2017, I had a book, 3 textbooks, and the position of an associate professor in law. I was trying to balance my lawyer work with regular travels because the university was in another city. My husband was also traveling, and it often happened me to travel in 1 week and him on the next. Somewhere in September 2017, I started to think again about writing, only this time a fiction book. Something I wanted since I was a child. I told myself that if I can write 4 books in the law field, I could try to write at least 1 novel. And I started to search the internet for tips and how-tos. Until I found a YouTube channel of a young woman who always wanted to be a writer. She was working her full-time job in the corporate world, and at the same time she was writing her, I can't remember exactly, but I think her 2nd or 3rd book. And this was the moment I told myself that if someone who is working a full-time job can write books, I can write also. As a lawyer, I had free time. I was free to go to the office only when I had to be there. I had court cases, but I also had a lot of free time. My lectures at the university were every other week, and I can do it. I can write a novel. And I started with great enthusiasm. But I also realized that if I want to sell my books, people must know who am I and what I write. So I created an Instagram profile and started a blog to share my writing journey. Soon this idea became my goal. I wanted to become a writer and to do nothing but write. But I also knew that even if I'm sailing outside my own country, I will need something else that will give me the freedom I longed for. Because to be a lawyer, even if you work for yourself, has nothing to do with freedom. You are bound by your clients and their wishes, by the judges, but mostly the job of a lawyer is not an easy one. The lawyer is responsible for his or for her client's destiny, and it's a great burden. So, why I started everything? Because I wanted and I still want to be free. I want to be able to do what I like, to be more time with my husband, my family and my friends. I want to be able to travel the world and enjoy the little things in life. But I also like to share my knowledge. And I found that I can easily combine these two things. I started a YouTube channel and a blog. And I recently started this podcast. I started learning how to market myself on social media, how to create my email list, and what opportunities for side income I have. Now, more than a year since I uploaded my first YouTube video, and almost 2 years after I decided to start writing, I have a clear vision about my future and what I want to do. I want to be a writer. But I also want to help other people, young and aspiring millennials like me, to become writers and to create their business and life the way they dreamed of it. That's why I started this podcast. I'm also trying to rebrand my website and Instagram account, sharing more practical tips, information and insights on the creative and business side of writing. I won't lie to you. There will be times when I will promote my online courses, services and products because, well, this is the way to create some side income. But I won't stop to create free content. I won't stop to share with you what I've learned and I won't stop helping you design your dreamed life. With that said, I want to give you the best content you deserve, but I need your help for that. I have to decide on which platforms and topics to concentrate my efforts, so I've created a quick poll for you. So please go to the show notes where you will find the link to the poll and answer the questions. I highly appreciate your opinion and I really want to give you the best content. So click the link and it will take you only 2 minutes to answer the questions. And finally, I must say a big thank you to Kristen Martin, the writer and entrepreneur who made me realize there is nothing impossible in this life. It was her channel that inspired me to chase my dreams and become what I am today. Thank you, Kristen, for showing me the right way. Thank you all of you for being with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please like it and share it. I will meet you next week with more writing and business topics. And until then, have an awesome week. Bye!